Okay, let's have a song from Dermot O'Brien. As I say about many other artists, I don't think we could have a Sounds Irish programme without a track from Dermot O'Brien, a great friend of mine and a wonderful musician. This is a song, I'll tell you what I'll do, I'll dedicate this song to any Eileen that's listening to me. This is entitled My Eileen, and incidentally, Dermot's wife was Eileen.
I'm always light-hearted and dizzy, not a care in the world have I. For I know I am loved by a Colleen, and I couldn't forget if I tried. She lives far away on the mountains, where the little birds sing on the trees. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen is waiting for me. It's over the mountains, where the little birds sing on the trees. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen is waiting for me. Day I bid goodbye to Eileen, that's the day I will never forget. For the tears bubbled up from their slumbers, and I fancy I see them yet. They looked like the pearls in the ocean as she wept her tale of love. And she said, my dear boy, don't forget me till we meet here on earth or above. It's over the mountains, where the little birds sing on the trees. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen is waiting for me. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen is waiting for me.
Now we're reverting back to the famine times of Ireland. This is a track from Christy Moore. Now, I've said it before on Sounds Irish that I'm not the world's greatest Christy Moore fan, but I do like some of the tracks he does. And this is, I think, my favourite Christy Moore track. It tells the story of the young people in the 1840s leaving Ireland to go to America, and in this case, to the city of Chicago. Listen to the lyrics. It tells the story. Christy Moore.
The city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. 1847 was the year it all began. Deadly pains of hunger drove a million from the land. They journeyed not for glory, their motive wasn't greed, a voyage of survival across the stormy sea. To the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. Some of them knew fortune, and some of them knew fame. More of them knew hardship, died upon the plain. They spread throughout the nation, they rode the railroad cars, brought their songs and music to ease their lonely hearts. To the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal.
That was Christy Moore telling us the sad story of the city of Chicago and the great exodus from Ireland in the 1840s because of the famine. Okay, are you ready for a story? Here, Miss Trudy Lawler is going to tell us what happened in an Irish country home.
She played on Papa's knee. You promised me a story you would tell. Come tell me of the past, of my mother dear, she asked. Come tell me how she used to look, she cried. As he slowly bent his head, tears were in his eyes, he then replied. She was sweeter than the blossoms on the clover. She was fairer than the evening sunset glow. But I never
Trudy Lawler there telling us about what happened in an Irish country home. Now, I'm going to play for you a version of a song that I've played many times on Sounds Irish. But this is the best version of this song. Now, I'm talking about the song Teddy O'Neill. Now, the older versions of the song, well, they were recorded, some of them in the 1930s, and I believe even Ruby Murray had a version of it in the 50s, when they spoke about the mud cabin. Now, come on, nobody in Ireland lives in a mud cabin. But the more modern version is sung for us here by Dolores Keane. She brings it more up to date and has a very good arrangement, a recording of the whole song. Tells of the girl who's lost her heart to the boy, Teddy O'Neill. But he's gone away. And she says at the end, she'd take all the gold in the world just to have him back, even if he was still poor. Teddy O'Neill from Dolores Keane.
I dreamt all last night, oh, but says to my dreaming, I'd die if I thought it would come surely to pass. I dreamt while the tears down my pillow were rolling, that Teddy was courting another fair lass. And didn't I wake with a weeping and wailing? The pain in my heart was too deep to conceal. My mother cried, Nora dear, what is your ailing? But all I could answer was Teddy O'Neill. I've seen your cabin beyond the Beeboring. I've seen the old crossroads where we used to dance. I've rambled the lane where he called me his thorn, and my girlish heart felt the thrill of romance. But now all around is so sad and so dreamy, all dark and all silent, no piper, no reel, not even the sun through the casement shines cheery. I let my darling boy Teddy O'Neill. Shall I the big ship was ready, and the time it was come for my love to depart. How I cried like a child, oh, goodbye to you, Teddy, with a tear on my cheek that is torn in my heart. He said was his fate even proving, but what would be gold to the joy I would feel if he'd only come back to me tender and loving. Yet poor, but my own.
Now, here's a real Dublin song. First of all, it's about a Dublin character, a lady, shall we call her. Her name was Biddy Mulligan, and she lived in a district of Dublin called the Coombe. And well, she was a bit of a lady. She liked to take the drop of the hard stuff. And the chorus goes, "You may travel from Clare to the County Kildare, from Dublin way down to Macroom. But where will you see a fine widow like me, Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the Coombe?" And who else will sing a Dublin song? Only the Dubliners.
You may travel from Clare to the County Kildare, from Dublin right down to Macroom. But where would you see a fine widow like me, Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the Coombe? I'm a scrap of a widow that lives in a place in Dublin that's known as the Coombe. And me comfort and ease, you know, king could excel, though me palace consists of one room. Be Patrick Street corner for 35 years, I stood be me stall, that's no lie. And while I stood there was no one would dare to say black was the white of me eye. You may travel from Clare to the County Kildare, from Dublin right down to Macroom. And where would you see a fine widow like me, Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the Coombe? I sell apples and oranges, nuts and split peas, bullseyes and sugar sticks sweet. On a Saturday night I sell second-hand clothes from me stall on the floor of the street. Now I have a son, Mick, and he plays on the fife. He belongs to the Longford Street Band. It would do your heart good just to see the march out of a Sunday to Sandy Mount Strand. You may travel from Clare to the County Kildare, from Dublin right down to Macroom. And where would you see a fine widow like me, Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the Coombe? Me boys, Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the Coombe.
We dreamed our dreams as we walked in the Wicklow byways. Your promise came like a lark's refrain, warm and true. And I gave my promise too. We dreamed our dreams as we kissed in the summer. Yet soon I cry it would be goodbye, then you'd be gone. Like the swallows you'd be gone. In the autumn's chill on a hill I stood alone. I called your name and heard the silence. Where are you now? As I linger where vows are whispered and of the spring but a sweet bird sings, we dream our dreams in vain. We dreamed our dreams as we walked in the Wicklow byways. Your promise came like a lark's refrain, warm and true. And I gave my promise to in the autumn's chill on a hill. Another spring, but a sweet bird sing. I feel the pain. But we dream our dreams in vain.
Wasn't that a plaintive little song, a cry from the heart? We dreamed our dreams. It was Cherish the Ladies with the vocal there from Maura O'Connell, a really talented singer. She has a wonderful voice, and no matter what she sings, even when she sings songs like Irish Molly O, but there, a sad song, We Dreamed Our Dreams. Now, many of you will know that I'm a big fan of Danny Doyle. I used to call him the Irish Troubadour. I never felt that he got the recognition here in Ireland that he really should have. Very talented and a very good guitar player, very good folk singer. He moved over to the US some years ago. But this is one of his big hits. And like some of the tracks we play, it's not an Irish song. But they don't come much more Irish than Danny Doyle, do they? And this is a song, I do believe, about Liverpool. And it tells the story of the puppeteer. And the chorus goes, come day, go day, wish in me heart it was Sunday, drinking buttermilk all the week, but whiskey on a Sunday. Just want to point out also that this was recorded, well, in studios that didn't have today's modern technology. There's a lot of reverb. In fact, he sounds as though he's singing in the bathroom. Danny Doyle and Whiskey on a Sunday.
Sits on the corner of Beggar's Bush, astride of an old packing case, and the dolls on the end of the blind go dancing as he crooned with a smile on his face. Come day, go day, wishing me heart it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk whiskey on a Sunday. His tired old hands drum the wooden beam, and the puppets they danced up and down. A far better show than you ever will see in the fanciest theatre in town. Come day, go day, wishing me heart it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday. But in 1902, old Seth Davy died. His song, it was heard no more. The three dancing dolls in the dustbin were thrown, and the plank went to mend the back door. Wishing me heart it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday. But on some stormy night, if you're passing that way, with the wind blowing up from the sea, you can still hear the song of old Sir Davy as he croons to his dancing dolls three. Come day, go day, wishing me heart it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday.
Danny Doyle there and Whiskey on a Sunday. Now I'm going to do something that I rarely do on Sounds Irish, and that's play the same artist twice. In other words, Earlier on, we had the Clancy brothers, but I've got an email that must be put in to this week's programme, and I only received it this morning. And it's from Angela, who lives in Birmingham in the UK, and she listens to us on the Global Voice radio station. And she says, Joe, I know you'll be recording a programme on July the 4th, and Joe, it's my birthday. And could you include me in the programme? And if possible, could you play the Clancy brothers singing All God's Children Got a Place in the Choir? Angela, I will do that. I'm going to play it for you right now. And many, many thanks, Angela, for the nice things you say about the programme and a few suggestions, and I'll bear them in mind. Thank you very much. Happy birthday for the 4th of July.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, a pause, or anything they got. Now all God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, a pause, or anything they got. Now listen to the bass, it's the one on the bottom where the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans with the big to-do and the old cow just goes moo. The dogs and the cats, they tick up the middle where the honeybee hums and the cricket fiddles, the donkey parades and the pony neighs and the old grey badger sighs. Oh, all God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, a pause, or anything they got now. Listen to the top with the little birds singing on the melodies and the high notes ringing and the hoot owl cries over everything and the blackbird disagrees. Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day, the little duck quacks and he's on his way and the otter hasn't got much to say and the porcupine talks to himself. Oh, all God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, a pause, or anything they got now. It's a simple song, a living song everywhere, by the ox and the fox and the grizzly bear, the grumpy alligator and the hawk above, the sly old weasel and the turtle dove. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, a pause, or anything they got. Now all God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, a pause, or anything they got now.
All God's children got a place in the choir. Hope you enjoy that one, Angela, and a happy birthday. Now a creed occur from a young lady who doesn't want to be left on the shelf. Sweeney's men tell us all about the old maid in a garret.
I have often heard it said from me father and me mother that going to a wedding is the makings of another. Well, if this be so, then I'll go without a bidding. Oh, it's kind providence, won't you send me to a wedding? For it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? Oh, now there's my sister Jean, she's not handsome or good looking, scarcely 16, and the feller she was courting. And now she's 24 with a son and a daughter. Here am I 45 and I've never had an offer. And it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? I can cook and I can sew, I can keep the house right tidy, rise up in the morning and get the breakfast ready. But there's nothing in this wide world would make me half so cheery as a wee fat manny who would call me his own dearie. And it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret?
tinsman, come tinker or come tailor, come fiddler or come dancer, come ploughboy or come sailor, come rich man, come poor man, come fool or come witty, come any man at all that would marry me for pity. And it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? Oh, will I the way home, for there's nobody heeding, there's nobody heeding to poor Annie's pleading. And I'll away home to my own wee bit garret. If I can't get a man, then I'd surely get a parrot. For it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret?
Sweeney's Men, if I can't get a man, well, I'll surely get a parrot. Friends, I just want to explain something before we finish. Our little programme, Sounds Irish, is now taken by many radio stations around the world. The original programme that I'm recording now goes out on the Global Voice on Tuesday. And it's today, Tuesday, the 4th of July, that I'm recording this programme. So, instead of going out on my signature tune, I'm going out on a recording of the Battle Hymn of the Republic by Frank Patterson, no longer with us, gone to God, but a very good friend of mine. No matter what part of the world or no matter what day you're listening to me on, because some of the programmes go on Thursday or on Friday and some even on Sunday, but it's the week of the 4th of July. So I'm sending my good wishes to all American people that may be listening to me, no matter what part of the world you're in or no matter what day it is. 4th of July wishes to you all. Friends, hope you've enjoyed the programme. I hope all is well in your world. May good God bless you and yours and, of course, me and mine. And until we're together again next week with another edition of Sounds Irish, Joe Bollard saying, take care, God bless. Travel safely, Sloan, and now over to Frank Patterson and the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Bye.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Watchfires of 100 circling camps, they have builded him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I have read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. Born across the sea with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us live to make men free while God is marching. Hallelujah. hallelujah is true.